morning, everyone, and welcome to Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. This is a show hosted by women business owners, and we give a voice to other women business owners and executives. Lucrative Ladies is proudly presented by Ultra Touch Cleaning, Pinnacle Custom Signs, and Favorite Place Travel. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Teresa Conklin, and I'm the owner of Pinnacle Custom Signs, a full-service commercial sign company that offers a wide array of signage products to get your business noticed. Let me start the show this morning by introducing you to Lanice Williams, who is the founder and owner of Crimson Academy Preparatory.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lanice.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are too.
I am. Thanks. What inspired you to open Crimson Academy Prep?
Well, first of all, I'm actually a licensed attorney in Louisiana. And when I had my first son almost 9 years ago, I was forced, because of my career, I had to put him in child care. And I just was not impressed with what I found for him. Mm-hmm. I stayed home for a while and I was able to do some things with him. And once I put him in childcare, I just felt like he started to regress a bit. So in my mind, I always had this idea, when I have my own center, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But I never thought it would actually become a reality.
Dreams do come true,
exactly.
Don't they?
Exactly.
What sets Crimson Academy apart from other child care centers and preschools?
Well, there are actually several things that I feel set us apart. First of all, I try to gear the center towards being more of an early learning center as opposed to just a daycare. We are a Christian-based facility, so a lot of private schools may start at 3 or 4 years old. We actually start at 6 weeks. So being that we start a little bit younger than other private centers do, I feel it's more of an advantage for the children and for the families. And also, we provide live streaming. We have internet child monitoring so the parents and family members can check in on their children all day, see what's going on in the center. And in addition to that, we also have a foreign language program, which a lot of centers don't have. We start in our infant room. We have a bilingual teacher that begins to speak to the children in Spanish, so gives them a little, I guess, itch for the foreign language bug at a young age.
Well, I think it also helps. I think I remember when my oldest was young, they told me that teaching them at that young age, they seemed to retain it a lot better.
Exactly. They're like a little sponge.
Right. So what's been the biggest challenge thus far?
If I had to pick, I think there would be two really huge challenges. First of all, it would be staffing. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to find people that share the same passion that I have. There are a lot of people, of course, that are looking for jobs, but it's hard to find people that actually have a passion for early childhood development. But as time has progressed, I feel that we've finally gotten a cohesive team. Everyone's on the same page. We all share the same philosophy. So it's been good, but initially it was a struggle. And also just coming in, being that I have a legal background and not an early childhood education or daycare background, just making sure that I knew all of the laws, knew everything that had to be done, and just trying to create a curriculum. We now have a BECCA, which is a Christian-based curriculum. Mm-hmm. It's an advanced curriculum. So just putting that into place, making sure everyone was doing everything they were supposed to do. And also we've done something to where we can add to the BECCA curriculum. So just, like I said, putting everything together, having a vision and actually having to have a plan to execute that vision has been a challenge.
Well, great. Do you plan on expanding or opening in other locations?
I would love to. A lot of the parents, well, not a lot of them, all of our parents are extremely happy. Like I said, it's an advanced curriculum, so our 3-year-olds are actually doing 4-year-old work, and our 4-year-olds are doing kindergarten work.
Wow.
Right. So we feel that a lot of the children will be bored once they advance onto elementary age. So our parents are asking for us to add upper grades. So my plan is, as each year goes on, to just add another grade level. And eventually we'll be busting out of the building and have to get a new building.
I bet you will. Bet you will. How do you manage balancing your family life with your entrepreneurship?
That's been a challenge. I've been an entrepreneur since I graduated from law school, so being an entrepreneur isn't new to me, but my situation is a little unique. I'm divorced. I'm a single mom of 2 kids. And like I said, I moved here from Louisiana almost 2 years ago. So I moved here without any family. So it's just me and my boys. So my iPhone is my best friend. I calendar everything. I'm often sending emails, responding to emails during basketball practice, but just making sure I have a schedule so that I can get to my kids, get them to everything that they need to be to, and also run my business.
Well, it sounds like you do a really good job of balancing those priorities.
It's hard, but yes, but of course, you know, my kids come first, but it's definitely difficult.
Does Crimson Academy Prep do any community or outreach projects?
We do, actually. We did Toys for Tots this past Christmas. We also just recently finished up a drive. We were collecting baby supplies and young children's supplies for the victims of the Oklahoma tornado. So we participated in that. We have also sponsored a middle school student. We bought his uniform and his equipment at Lanier Middle for the football team. We have sponsored cheerleaders at Lanier High. And also, last year we had our first summer camp, and we encouraged all of the children to participate in random acts of kindness.
Oh, that's great.
So we're doing that again this summer. So last summer they were a little on edge. We went to a senior citizen home, so they were kind of creeped out a bit from the old people, they said. But they made cards for them and sang songs. So it was really good for the children to experience, as well as for the residents in the home.
Wonderful, wonderful. What should parents consider when selecting a learning center for their child?
Well, it's a big, big decision, in my opinion. First of all, they have to go somewhere where they trust the staff, the owner, the director. They have to make sure that that center is a good fit for them, mm-hmm. that the director and the owner share the same parenting philosophy, in a sense, that they do. Because you don't want to put your child somewhere and they're doing things that you're not comfortable with, or teaching them things that you're not comfortable with. So it's best to just do your research and make sure you visit as many places as you can, mm-hmm. and make sure you feel comfortable in the place that you choose.
Okay. What do you love most about what you do?
I love it all. But, you know, like we discussed, it's hard balancing everything, but it's so rewarding to see those children so happy every day and to know that they're learning. It is the biggest thrill for me to walk into a classroom and all the children run up to me and just scream, Miss Lanice, and give me hugs. So I tell everyone I would rather be in a classroom full of toddlers than a courtroom full of lawyers any day.
Oh,
no offense
wouldn't?
To any lawyers
who
that are listening.
If somebody wanted to find out more about Crimson Academy, how would they do that?
We have a website. It's crimsonacademyprep.com. They could check out the website. They could give us a call, schedule a tour.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you coming and visiting with us today. I'm now going to turn the show over to John Smith with UltraTouch Cleaning, who's going to start talking with our next guest.
Thank you, Teresa. Like she said, I'm John Smith with UltraTouch Cleaning. We provide residential, commercial, and turnkey cleaning. We do have a drug-free workplace, background checked on employees. We're all over Georgia. But I won't keep up too much time with my guest here, which is Mary Lamont with First Fitness Nutrition. Hello, Mary.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Please start off by telling everyone a little bit about yourself and how you got into the First Fitness Nutrition and about the company.
Okay. Well, the First Fitness Nutrition is a 24-year-old company. The wonderful thing about it was started by a man named Dr. Lee Causey. When he was a kid, he had to carry his brother everywhere that he went because his brother could not walk, and his mom and his grandma treated his brother with herbs in order to keep him healthy. And so his whole desire was to become a medical doctor, started medical school, realized he'd be treating people with pharmaceuticals his whole life, which, you know, they have some negative side effects. And so he changed his specialty to natural medicine and herbs, and at the same time, he was also a bodybuilder. And he actually is the very first person that ever came up with a weight loss shake. It was called Slender Now, if you're old enough to remember the 70s. That was his product. And he has created over 300 nutrition and weight loss products since then. So my heart is to help people, and so that connection has been wonderful between the two. You know, we all experience friends that are going through extreme health issues. I just went to the memorial for a friend from pancreatic cancer. You know, mm-hmm. it's just so prevalent. You want to help people.
Right. I agree. Before I ask a personal question as far as weight loss, we'll get that to the end. What do you see happening in the marketplace today?
Well, you know, we've got a huge situation where we have 20 million people out of work. In 2008, there were 150 million employed. In 2012, there were only 130 million. And so we've got people that are looking for work, and one of the greatest places, as we can see by these people on this show, is to be an entrepreneur, to create your own business. And one place that you can do that is in network marketing. In fact, network marketing is the has grown by 90% in the last 10 years, and it is the source of the majority of the new millionaires in our company.
That would be right up my alley. Hopefully. Your company is related to the health field. What do you see as the biggest issue in that field today?
Well, I think we're all a little bit antsy about what's going on with the healthcare industry as far as insurance, et cetera. And, you know, we've all got doctors that we've gone to all our lives that are suddenly deciding they're getting out of the field, they're retiring. And so we have just got to take care of our own health. We've got to be proactive rather than just going, okay, someday a doctor's going to take care of me. You know, we've got that going on. We've got the fact that obesity is on the rise. Children, oh my gosh, it's just there's going to be a huge increase in diabetes among children because of the way we eat. And that is the third problem, the way we eat. You know, we've gotten used to the fast foods. We've gotten used to the quick buy from the store already made. And, of course, that means that we're not getting the nutrients that we need. We are filling our bodies with sugars and fats and salt. And even if you're into the, you know, vegetables and fruits, like I am, that the soils are depleted. They're not getting the minerals. You know, you need a whole list of minerals in the soil. And what do they add? 10, 10, 10. So there's only three going back in. So anyway, and plus you have to have like 10 servings of fruits and vegetables in order to get what you need each day. And so that's, you know, a little difficult.
Very difficult, and I'm in big trouble because there's no way in the world that I eat that much a day. With, you know, with the impact of obesity or what is the impact of it and or the benefit of weight loss?
Well, yeah, we always start with the negatives and what hurts, right? And the fact is that obesity is the second leading cause of preventable death in North America. And an estimated 65% of adults over 20 years old are overweight, 30% of them obese. And the researchers for the Centers for Disease Control talk about the fact that there's a whole cluster of problems that comes along with that. You've got insulin resistance, you've got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all those different things that go on. But if you lose weight, it reverses fairly quickly, which is awesome. That if you have a weight loss of only 5 or 15%, that you are actually going to reduce your possibility that you might have heart problems or have a stroke. You're going to improve your blood pressure, triglycerides, the whole nine yards. Plus, it just, you know, that little bit of weight loss gives you better metabolism. And so you end up feeling better. You have more energy. And I think we're all looking for that.
I'm probably first candidate.
We'll talk.
What makes your products different from so many others that are out there?
There are a whole lot of wonderful products out there. There's no doubt. But we have a totally natural, safe, it's recommended by doctors. They are unique formulations that you're actually not going to find in very many other places. The exclusive formulas are designed by a medical board along with Dr. Lee Causey. They have 100% money-back guarantee, so if you know, wow, that's always put you at ease. But we try and look at the whole person, not just weight loss. You know, when people think about weight loss, they start thinking and cutting back, you know, what am I going to eat, that sort of thing. But the fact is that you need to see the whole person. Mm-hmm. Most of us are carrying around like 7 to 15 pounds, forgive me for going this way, but of old fecal matter in our colons.
Wow.
And that is the reason that women have the poochy tummy they can't seem to get rid of. Men have the beer gut. Well, it could be for other reasons. But anyway, you've got to get the colon cleansed because you've got this, like, cement wall on the colon that prevents the absorption of the nutrients from your food. And so we have a product called Renew, goes in, helps cleanse that colon so that you can absorb the nutrients that you need. You get rid of that. That helps immediate weight loss, as well as we have a product that is totally unique, Xanoline, that helps control your appetite, reduce the cravings, target the belly fat. It's really awesome. And then we have all sorts of wonderful products, not only to cleanse the body, cleanse the bloodstream, cleanse the liver. Everybody should do that about once a year. But also to build your body, you know, the vitamins, the nutrients. We have Zavita, a product that is six Amazon plants known for their healing. So we can take the whole person and help them out.
That is very interesting. Definitely learn something new every day. How has that affected you personally?
Well, I was going through some issues health-wise that I just couldn't quite understand. And I was asking God, what can we do about this? And this company, this product came into view, and I started on it. And I'm a huge chocoholic. You know, dictionary, there's a picture of Mary Lamont under chocoholic. And so, so it's just helped with all the cravings. It's helped with weight loss. My blood pressure's coming down. It's just awesome. And plus, just having that chance to help people.
Fantastic. Tell us just real briefly, specifically how you can help other people and how can they contact you.
Okay, we can help them financially, we can help them physically. I can do a personal consultation, get a free pH test. You can look at my website at Lamont, Lamont, firstfitness.com. Call me, 770-554-1894. Set up an appointment. Do it within the next couple of weeks. You can have 10% off things that you might be interested in.
Oh, interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Our next guest today is Miss Sherry Shelley with Encore Events and Entertainment. Hey, Miss Shelley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and with you being the president and owner of the company, what you guys do.
Well, I started this company in 2007 part-time because my interior design business was tanking because of the economy. So I started working part-time for the prior owner through a friend of mine who I worked out at the gym with. And she got me in just learning the business, learning the event planning, because it's very similar to interior design. So I learned the business, and then in 2008, the fall of 2008, Larry, the prior owner, approached me to buy the business. So my husband, being a finance guru, crunched the numbers from 2003 to 2009 and said, yeah, we're going to buy this. It's very lucrative. So I was lucky to have one event a month in 2009. So we bought the company for a very good price compared to what we would have bought it for in a good economy. So now I'm very blessed to have at least two jobs a week now.
Wow.
I've geared a lot of my marketing towards weddings because I knew that if corporate was falling off the grid, that at least parents will take a loan out to have a wedding for their child. So basically that's the main part of my business is the weddings, and we do a lot of casino parties in the area. That's really big. Bar mitzvahs, corporate themed parties. I own a 6,000 square foot warehouse full of themed props. So I have the ability to do, for example, we did a Gilligan's Island themed party at the Georgia Aquarium. We've done Mardi Gras themed parties, Hollywood themed parties. You name it, we can do it because my husband builds all my props. And so our warehouse is full of all kinds of themes, and it's full of game. We do a lot of game nights because we have pool tables, ping pong tables, papa shot basketball, any kind of gaming table you can think of. So that's like a really popular theme for corporate. We do a lot of family reunions, sweet 16 parties, retirement parties, anniversary parties, any kind of party you can imagine.
Oh, I might be calling you for my children's birthday parties because they're just so close in age and their birthday's in the same month. I'm like,
oh. Oh, yeah, definitely. I can definitely
help. It's so hard to figure out, okay, what we're going to do this year, what we're going to do next year. Because as soon as their birthday party's over, okay, when's the next one? I'm like, are you serious?
I know, and they come up quick.
Very quick. What venues or encore events a preferred vendor for?
Well, we're a preferred vendor at Lake Lanier Islands. I'm out there every week. I not only just do events, I also have the prior owner didn't do any marketing for like rental. So venues are constantly renting tables and chairs and linen for their weddings and for their parties, and because they don't have enough room to store them. So I started renting my stuff out of my warehouse. And in 2009, we had zero income. Last year, we had $30,000 worth of rental income. So wow. I tried to not put all of my eggs in one basket and do some casino parties, do some weddings, do some rentals, you know, keep it all over the lot so that I constantly have an income stream coming in. And we're also at Chateau Alon, Evergreen Stone Mountain, and Carl House. And every year we decorate Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center for the holidays. We decorate the entire hotel.
Wow, that must be amazing.
It's all repeat. It's amazing, but it's a lot of work because we have to do it the day after Thanksgiving, and then we have to break it down on the 2nd of January. So it's always we can't go anywhere for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my. Well, hopefully you have some turkey at least.
Yeah.
Describe how a casino party evolves.
Well, what's involved is we bring out the tables because we have craps tables, roulette, Texas Hold'em, poker, and blackjack. So depending on the number of people that are attending the casino, I determine, because I know how many people can fit at each table. There will be 7 at a Texas Hold'em and 8 at a blackjack and 15 at a craps and 18 at a roulette. So then if they've got 100 guests attending, I break it down as to how many tables I'm going to bring out. We drop the tables, and then I hire my professional dealers that work for me. And they come in dressed in their black and their cummerbunds and all professional. And they deal for me. And they're given fun money as they enter the door. We can't use real money because that's illegal. So we give them fun money. They get $25,000 each at the door. And they select the table they want to play at. They trade their money in for chips, and they gather around, play for about 3 hours. The last 15 minutes before the game's over, the DJ will say it's time to quit. And they all count their money. The dealers help them count their money, and then the top 3 winners usually get prizes.
Wow. So it's like a mini Las Vegas if you can't go to Las Vegas.
It is, because we decorate the whole outside of the ballroom as they enter with these big casino lit-up signs and big dice around the area and around the room and a lot of different casino decor. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds very fascinating.
Yeah.
Describe what team building is and provide examples.
Team building... for example, we do so many. We've got like a book full of team building that we do, and I have a facilitator that comes in and runs them for me. We do an amazing race. It's like a scavenger hunt. We do it a lot at Evergreen Stone Mountain around the hotel. They'll each get a GPS, and they each get a camera, and then they all have to go. They get a list of clues, and they have to go get in their cars and drive around the property looking for these clues. And then they have to come back, and they have to do a presentation, and it's all put up on the screen. And they have to make sure that all the people that are in their group are in the pictures, each and every picture. And then they have to find the clues, and then they win prizes if they complete the tasks properly.
That's very intriguing.
It's a lot of
fun, too.
Well, the Autobahn team building is a lot of fun. We do that a lot, too, which is they build a race car. We use a very large ballroom, and we put the orange cones in the middle of the room. And there's 4 cornered-off tables in each corner where they have PVC parts, and they have wheels and all kinds of parts on there. Well, they have to build their own car. Each team, like there might be 40 people, 10 on each team. So one team gets to like a yellow bandana, the other team gets a red, and so on and so forth. And then they have to take those parts, build a car, and one person on their team has to be able to sit on it and another one race them around the room.
Oh my
God. So they race, they compete against one other team. The winner of that one competes against the next team, and the final winner wins a prize. So it's a lot of fun. It's a hoot because one time one of their cars fell apart and was flying all over the room. It was hilarious.
Oh my goodness. You have to invite us one day just okay. to see this.
Okay.
Describe what you provide for a wedding or weddings.
Well, with my 6,000 square foot warehouse full of the one bay has all of my wedding props in it. So I provide everything for a wedding. I can go do everything from invitations all to the day of coordination for the rehearsal the night before the wedding and day of coordinating. I have a DJ that's wonderful that works for me. I have bands. I have I do all my own flowers for the centerpieces. I do the bridal bouquets and boutonnieres, and I have a couple girls that help me with that. But I like doing it myself because that's my favorite thing to do. So basically, I have a photographer, a videographer. So I'm like a one-stop shop. And it's nice because the bride can rely on me to schedule everything and take all the pressure off of her.
Right.
And they don't have to have 10 vendors coming in the day of. They've just got me and my team. So it really just, it's very unique. There's not a lot of me out there like that.
It definitely sounds like it. What do you rent from your warehouses?
I rent my tables, my chairs, chair covers, sashes. High boy tables. I've had people come out, which has been a blessing to have be able to do mock setups for people because they'll come out to my warehouse and they're like, oh, I want to have that, and oh, I want to have that. So it's kind of like an upsell feature, if you will.
Right.
And so they come out, and this one lady rented over $400 worth of candelabras for her daughter's wedding. So, I mean,
wow.
I have the capability to rent anything they want in my warehouse, basically.
Wow. You are a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Tell everyone, listen, how they can contact you or reach you today.
Certainly. You can contact me on my cell phone at 678-427-0028, or you can reach me on the web at www.encoreevents.com.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in
Thank
today.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
You.
I appreciate it.
Our next host is Miss Stacy with Favorite Place Travel. Hey, Miss Stacy.
Hi, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much for being here and listening. And hi, Lisa. I am with Favorite Place Travel, a full-service travel agency and planning provider. So please keep me in mind if you're going anywhere on a cruise, all-inclusive, Disney World, I can get you where you want to go. But I did want to welcome Lisa Lee to the show today. She is the owner of Love a Bowl. And I want to spell that so you understand how I'm saying it. It's LUV-A-BOWL, B-O-W-L. And it is such a unique concept. I can't wait to hear about it. Lisa, tell me, you mentioned that it's acai bowls. And I want to ask you to tell me about the acai berry. And am I saying that correctly?
You are saying it correctly. It's pronounced acai. Most people pronounce it acai. And I'll have people come into the store and, you know, I'll say acai and they look at me like acai and they're like, oh yeah, I know that. The acai berry comes from the rainforest of Brazil. It is the most powerful plant or food or vegetable on the planet. It's 500 times more powerful in antioxidants than like blueberries are.
Wow. That's really cool. So how did you come up with this concept of...
It's really big out in California, and a friend of mine opened up an acai bowl and smoothie shop out in California, and I loved the concept. And it gives me the opportunity to educate teenagers because where my store is, there's tons. Where we have like four high schools within 5 miles of each other. And just really educating kids about why it's important to have antioxidants and eat fruits and vegetables. And we can provide them with something that tastes really good, that does not have dairy in it, does not have gluten in it. We don't add a mix. We don't add sugar. We don't add ice. And we take these fruits, bananas, strawberries, blueberries, the acai berry, and we blend it with a high-speed blender. And it's blended frozen, so it's like a sorbet consistency. And then we top it with organic hemp granola that's gluten-free. And then we have fresh fruit, honey, coconut, depending on which bowl you order.
Is it something like if you went into a frozen yogurt shop and you put all your toppings on, is it like that?
No, not because it's – you order, you know, a John's Creek bowl or a Lova bowl, and it's a specific recipe.
Okay.
So we blend everything, you know, together, and then we top it with the granola, and then like the Lova bowl has bananas, granola, and honey on it. The John's Creek bowl has strawberries, coconut, and honey on it. We do this amazing peanut butter one that is strawberries, bananas, peanut butter, and it's really good. It tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
That sounds so good, and I'm looking at a picture on your business card that I'm headed your way very soon. That looks amazing. Well, are there any other Lova bowls? I say it very enunciated. Are there any other in Georgia?
Nope. As far as I know, I'm the only shop like it's like what we do. I do know that some of the other smoothie places do like an acai smoothie. You know, what's unique about what we do is we actually get the pulp that comes frozen to us in like a 3-gallon tub, because you'll never see an acai berry in the store. You'll see a drink, you'll see powder, you'll see pills, but you'll never see the berry because as soon as they pick it, it starts to break down. And the company that we use is called Sambazon. And, you know, you might see a Sambazon drink, and Whole Foods has the actual pulp of the berry. But I really like them a lot because they're really, really big on putting back into the rainforest and not depleting all the resources. So that's why I use their product. And the other thing that's, you know, that's really unique is a bowl is about 360 calories. So I have a lot of people that come in and replace several meals a week instead of going, you know, to Twisted Taco or going, you know, someplace else and having a bowl, and it'll keep you full for several hours. And you'll kind of get an energy boost about 2.5 hours after you eat it.
So how much does a bowl like that cost?
It's
a meal replacement.
Like $6.95.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's excellent. And so what are the benefits of you owning the store coming from a business owner standpoint?
It gives, for me personally, it's, I have 80% of my clientele is teenagers. And I love, you know, having relationships with all these kids that come in 2 or 3 times a week. And that's probably 80% of my business is really teenagers, which is what I wanted. But you know, as you get to know these kids and they bring in their friends, because it's a really hard concept to explain to someone. So, you know, I could always tell when somebody's never been there because they have the deer in headlight look when they walk in with somebody else. And I'm like, your first time in? They're like, yeah, you know. And the kids are great because, you know, they'll tweet it or they'll Instagram it or they'll Vine it. So they kind of do my marketing for me. But it's just been really good to be able to get to know these kids and not only give back in a healthy way, but, you know, you can kind of mentor. I mentor a lot of these kids, you know, when they come in, which is pretty cool. And I have, you know, 2 college-age boys. Well, I actually have one that just graduated from college. But that kind of helps, too, because, you know, I get a lot of the 20-year-olds also that come in.
And you know that they're putting something good in their bodies and not.
Exactly. And then they drag their parents in. And then, you know,
somewhere.
Just it's by word of mouth.
Yeah, that's really neat. I definitely need to get over there. We're going to talk about your location here in a moment. So what other things do you sell out of the store?
We do weight loss, and we do a natural form of HCG weight loss. We do supplements. We have a scanner there that will scan your antioxidant level. It's called the Biobotanic Scanner, and it's a 90-second scan, and it scans your tissue, and it reads the carotenoids in your skin. It'll tell you basically how healthy you are based on Dr. Oz had it on his show, and it was really cool because they scanned everybody when they were walking in and didn't tell them what they were doing and put them in colored shirts. And, you know, Dr. Oz scanned like 98,000, which is like off the charts. You really want to be in the blue, but most of America is in the yellow or the orange, which is, you know, the 10 to 20,000 range. So it just, again, gives me another tool to educate adults and kids, you know, about what they're putting in their bodies. Because, you know, like one of the other ladies that was on earlier, we eat so poorly, and obesity is such a big problem. And if people just changed how they eat, they can really, you know, remove a lot of their health issues.
Right. I firmly believe that. Now, how long have you been open?
We just celebrated our first year anniversary, May 27th.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Good.
We made it a year. You know, we weren't sure how winter was going to be because it is a cold. You know, it's definitely cold, but we did really well, and we have so many regular customers that come in on a regular basis.
Very good. Now, do you have any plans of opening other stores in the area?
I would like to open some other stores. Need to get this one up and running to the level that I want. But, yeah, because, like, now I have kids that drive from Forsyth County. I have kids that come from – I have people come from Kennesaw, Lawrenceville. And so, yeah, definitely do want to open up some more stores.
It sounds like your store is a hangout.
It is. It is. It's
cool.
Just a really cool
Better
place.
Than the Taco Bell parking lot.
Exactly. Or, you know, Starbucks. And, you know, they all – where they'll come in after lacrosse, you know, practice. And I'll have, you know, 16 girls come, you know, in with dirt all over them and grass all over them. But it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. And my oldest son works with me since he's just graduated a lot at the store. And he really enjoys it. And they really – and he knows so many of the, you know, of the kids because – we've grown up in Johns Creek. I've lived in Johns Creek for 23 years.
And you're not new to the food industry.
No.
You've got a history of owning businesses and food distribution.
Yes, yes, yes. I used to own a food distribution company called Berry Italian Foods, and we sold it back in 2009. And so, yeah, I've been in food since – I mean, my mother had a restaurant, and I was like 6 years old, and I used to garnish all the plates as they used to come out. So that's all I've ever done is food.
That's really cool. I love what you've done here, and I think it's a great concept. Now tell people who are listening, where can they find your store? How can they read more about you, your website?
Okay, yeah. Our website is lovable.net, and it's L-U-V-S and Victor, A-B-O-W-L.net. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are in the heart of Johns Creek in the Regal Shopping Center, which is on the corner of Medlock Bridge and State Bridge Road, and that's where the Regal movie theater is, and that's where we're located.
Excellent. Yes, I think we all know where that is, and we'll be coming by and enjoying a lovable. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thanks.
And I wanted to thank all the guests for coming on the show today, Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. You can listen in live to our show every other Thursday morning at 11:30 on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com, and you'll find our show listed under the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Jean Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning, Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs, and myself and all of our wonderful guests today, we want to thank you for listening.